Good morning, God. This is Herb Byerly speaking. I'm here in my room, just arising from a wonderful night's sleep, and I thought I'd take a few minutes and say hi, and say, I love you, and to say, isn't the world wonderful? You know, God, every time I think I'm talking to you, I know I'm talking to myself, but I'm talking to you. And every time I think I'm saying something beautiful to you, I'm saying it to myself. You know, God, I feel very honored to be living inside of this body I call Herb Byerly. I feel very privileged to have Herb Byerly be my beingness, my center of all that is good and beautiful. I know that at the time of the creation of me on this planet Earth, I decided that I wanted to live in the body of Herb Byerly and have the experiences that Herb Byerly has. I want to know all about who and what I am and do all the beautiful things that make life an exciting, dynamic activity for me. Now here I am, sitting in the Hermitage here in the Absolute Monastery, and the sun has not yet broken through the morning sky because it's rather misty and rather cloudy. It forecast rain for today. And I say, wow, isn't that great? Yes, God, I say, wow, isn't that great? And as I say, wow, isn't that great, I look around myself and I see all of the things that give me every good reason to say that's great. For every time it rains here on the high mountains of Southern California, I look at the plants bursting forth from the ground. And I walk along the pathway leading to the monastery from the Hermitage. Every morning as I go to breakfast with Rex, my beautiful golden retriever dog. And we walk along the edge of the swimming pool, and I can see the little grass shoots coming straight up, tall and beautiful. They're all just so pure and so straight and so fresh and so young and so beautiful that I feel young and fresh and beautiful in every organ, action, function of my being. I feel vital, dynamic, alive. I feel wonderful. And Rex, sometimes I let him run without the leash, and he has a great time investigating everything. But as of lately, he's taken to digging a little bit. And so, rather than having him get all dirty and I have to clean him off before I take him into the monastery in preparation for breakfast, I put him on the leash. And it's a short leash. It's only about 1.5 feet long. And Rex loves it because he's close to me. And we walk along, and he's not rushed, he's not pulling, he's not sniffing at everything under the sun because he knows the purpose of the short leash is for him to stay close to me. And for the purpose of the short leash, we have the opportunity to walk together. We have the opportunity to be together, to experience all of the things of the morning together. And we look at each little blade of grass and say, that is beautiful. That is glorious. That is wonderful. Yes, that is wonderful. And you know, God, I feel the most blessed being on earth. I feel blessed because I know you. And I know you are me. And I know that I am God and God is me. And I know that everything I do is an expression of God. Everything I say is an expression of God. Oh, sometimes I get tangled up in things that don't seem important and start to put my nose in other people's business. And when I do that, I'm reminded all too much, let it alone. Just pay attention to your world and build your world into a beautiful, dynamic, wonderful world. And as you do that, as I do that, I'm happy. And when I withdraw my nose from other people's business, I'm so happy. I still do it, though. I still do it, and I say, I care. I say, that God, I care. That's why I'm sticking my nose in their business. And the voice within me, God in me as me, says, Herb, let it alone. Herb, it makes no difference. Love them and let them walk their own path. Just as I love you and let you walk your own path. God's always talking to me. God gives me good advice. God gives me good directions. And as I listen to that direction, as I listen to that advice, I feel very uplifted. I feel very satisfied and fulfilled. I feel all is in divine order now. And so it is. Have a lovely day when you talk to yourself and you talk to God in you and God in you talks to you. And what a wonderful time it is. Know that as you're doing that, I love you. I love you. I love you.